Nick, we're talking again.
We're talking, hello.
I think actually that is my favorite song right now.
No, literally, that's been my favorite song, like, on 5 separate occasions. But, like, I forget about it, and then it'll come up randomly, and I'll be like, oh my god, I love this song.
It's so good. That was Electric Indigo by the Paper Kites, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of good songs, even though some people might not think them, which is a conversation I was having the other day. They have a lot of good songs.
Yeah, who is that? Oh. Not to be said on the radio. Yes, Paper Kites are so good. So good. Okay. So this next song I've played on the radio before, but I have to play it again. And I'm not allowed to say why, so Nick can say why.
Happy birthday to a certain listener in North Carolina. Hope you have a great day. Whoa.
I'm so glad that she's saying that. I told her she couldn't sing happy birthday.
So I found my way around it.
So she's going to sing the words.
I'm going to sing everything I say for the next hour now. It's cheer pill hour.
Well, actually, I have a big cue.
Awkward.
So once my cue is done, it's cheer pill hour. Or every break, we could just talk about Sheer Appeal.
I think that's great. I think it's a great idea.
Except for this one.
That's what
I mean. Wait, I did have something to say. Oh. I really wish that listeners could see what... Oh, she's ordering my Starbucks. Guys, since Nick is on the hour for three... On the what?
On the hour for 3 hours. On the radio for the rest of eternity. Hours.
She's going to go get Starbucks. While I hold down the fort.
But they're not coming in the studio, because no food and drink in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
They will be outside.
That's a good point. We should not advertise that we're eating in here. We're not. Anyway, Nick has her feet up on the thing.
No, I don't.
No. Vibes. It's good. It's a good thing.
It is.
She
it's
just looked
vibes.
Like the mic is right at her face, and she just looks like really, really chill. She's been here for 2 hours at this point.
This is my home. Honestly, I'm never leaving. I hope nobody has an 8 o'clock show.
The next
I'll
hour,
be here.
We are also taking over. So, someone send in their sub email right now.
Yeah. Hey, sub Liz, if anyone is listening, give the person incentive.
Oh, to cancel. We will take over your show. No worries.
And do extra ASMR.
Wait, actually, I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it right.
We're not going to. This is our last.
Last hour.
Last hour. So
of the marathon,
guys. Tune in harder than you ever have before.
Tune in so unbelievably. No, I don't like that. Just tune in.
Just like regularly. Just like, but be really supportive and donate.
Woo-hoo.
Okay. This next song is Going In by Wild Child.
Just one way to go, but I hope that isn't true. Looks like I'm living a lie. Might say I did everything but try. There's not much I didn't do. I'm going up and up and up and up. I'm going in. I'm going up. Not alone, so I'm letting it go.
Nick has left the building. So I'm all alone. But we are well into our third hour of me and or Nick on the radio. Next Door Neighbor Marathon. Thank you all for listening. That was Forever Turned Around by Whitney. This is Next Door Neighbor. I'm Mia, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I don't have anything else to say, honestly, because all of my talking is contingent on Nick. So maybe I need to delve into my own radio personality by myself individually, but I'll do that another day. This next song is April Come She Will by Simon and Garfunkel.
When streams are ripe and swelled with rain, may she will stay, resting in my arms again. June, she'll change her tune. In restless walks she'll prowl the night. July she will fly and give no warning to her flight. August, die she must. The autumn winds blow chilly and cold. September, I'll remember. A love once new has now grown old.
On the walls and smoke on my collars, rings on my friends' left hands. Darker the days, understanding the ways that I left town to hurt your feelings. Oh, I don't really know you anymore. Telephone calls, bills in my wallet, rings on my friend's left hands. Whiskey and glasses poured out in ounces while I was praying for clouds. Oh, I don't really know you. On my friend's left hands, money for gas, cigarettes.
I want.
Apologizing in advance.
In advance?
For you about to throw me.
Oh, I wasn't going to.
Aww.
I decided not to. I was going to be like, sorry for the switch in songs. Technical difficulties. What?
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, that. Technical difficulties.
It's cold out today.
It was all Nick's fault. All
right.
Just kidding. But both of those songs were good songs, so you just got to hear them faster.
So true.
I think the first one was I Don't Really by Andy Schaaf. And then that last one was Fade Into You by Mazzy Star.
It is 42 degrees today.
It is cold, but I'm looking out the window and it looks lovely.
So, she's cold.
She's cold.
However, keep thinking about the DeWitt bagel after this.
Honestly, I was thinking about it yesterday, and I don't even know if I want a bagel today.
Bagel with eggs and spinach and cream cheese?
Who was I saying? Oh, yeah. That's my Duick order in the morning. But
I just do bagel and cream cheese. What if they don't have everything bagels by the time we get there?
Oh, yeah, we're staying an hour later. No, there's still no one there. We're still there at 8.
There better be. I'm going to cry if there aren't.
I feel like they run out, like, later.
You think?
Yeah.
I had a cinnamon raisin bagel the other day at Duick.
Yeah, I was there.
Oh, true.
Wasn't I?
I remember that. I was a little bit sleepy.
Yeah, and that was, like, at 11 or 10.
Really? That was at 10?
Yeah. So, it's going to be fine. We're going to get our bagels. It's going to be awesome. I was going to say something I really do not remember.
Before I interrupted you?
No. Well, maybe. I don't know. That's boring. Did you know that when you left, I didn't have anything to say, and I said, I have nothing to say.
Do you miss me?
Yeah, I was like, my radio personality is contingent on you.
Do you want to hear about my day?
Your day leading up to now?
No, after that, after now.
Oh, sure.
Okay, all right. So, after this, we're going to get to Rick Bagels, and I'm going to go to my room. I'm going to put on a cute little outfit because you and me are going to be together again, going with Mila to the farmer's market with free tote bags, apparently. But we're not telling you where, because we want free tote bags, and we don't want them to run out, so you have to do research if you want it.
Apparently, we're getting there 10 minutes early, because Mila is...
In what world do we ever get 10 minutes early
when
we go with her?
No, it's not going to happen.
What's called? I wish, if, like, this was a TV show, there would be, like, a little cameo clip right there to me and Mia standing outside the dorm that we live in, yelling up towards the window that they live in, going, "Get your... stinker down here." So we're
no
doing that.
You just said stinker on the radio.
All right. And then at 1:30, I'm getting, oh my god, I'm getting another bagel.
That's what I'm saying. You need to get cereal.
I don't want cereal.
I do.
Cereal's lame.
I want Lucky Charms. Oh, no. I want Cheerios. Let's talk about how nasty Lucky Charms are.
I love Lucky Charms.
I just don't like the marshmallows.
I don't like them in the morning, but I'll have it later.
That's a good point. Okay, yeah. Continue.
And then I have soccer practice from 7 to 8:30. So you have a game against MIT on Sunday. At MIT, pull up if you go to MIT, I guess. I don't expect anyone here to go to MIT.
All of our, like, 16 listeners. I'm sure it's less now.
Let's not talk about it.
Let me check. Yeah, 16.
Amazing. For all 16 of you, come Tufts Women's Club Soccer versus MIT this Sunday, 11:30 at MIT. And then I have rehearsal.
Today.
Mm. We're selecting songs for the album that I talked about earlier.
Plug.
Share your plug.
Plug.
Yeah. That's it. Do you want to tell me about your day?
I don't have anything to do. Really? Well, yeah, I do. Farmer's market thing?
Bus.
And then I have a lot of work. I have a paper due on Friday that I haven't started.
I also have work. We can have a little
grind sesh. And then gym, shower.
I really need to check around the gym again.
The huge. I mean, you have soccer, don't you?
That's I do soccer.
We'll see. It's going to be a grand day. And I think when we leave this building, it will be warmer. And if it's not, I'm going to be angry.
Someday, we're going to come on here, and we're only going to play, like, classic music in the background, and I'm going to do a read-aloud of every single thing on the wall.
Oh my god, true. Like, yeah, there's... Yeah.
Cameo for today. Why is that my word for today?
Cameo?
There's always music in the banana stand.
Where does it say that?
Belly rocks.
Oh.
Raskind. I love...
This can be part of your ASMR because you can just say it, like, really quietly like this.
I love my knees. Arendelle.
Wait, let me turn the mic off. Do it again.
There's always music in the banana stand.
I think that was good.
I think that was kind of good.
I think Spotify is not... Anyway, if Spotify doesn't work, we're going to figure that out. But,
Oh.
Thank you for listening to our rambles.
This is Next Door Neighbor, hour three.
Hour three. Into the I said it was a marathon. Into the marathon. Actually, you said that
I
first.
I actually said that, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you give me credit?
You're welcome. So, we're almost there, guys.
So close.
Stick with us. The next song is Better by Maggie Rogers. And I actually don't have anything to say about the song, but it's really good.
Oh, I have something to say. I want to see Maggie. I'm really sad I didn't.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay, that's all.
Not to brag. Come to All Things Go September something and October 1st.
I literally will.
This year, she's headlining. Nick just played a TikTok out of her phone. Okay, this is...
That was not...
This is, like, deteriorating. Our show is deteriorating. We're just going to play a song now. Gosh. Okay, yeah, better... This cannot be real. She just, like, fell over. Phone fell? Something fell.
All fell. All falls down.
All falls down. Okay, I'm going to turn off the mics now. Thanks.
All right, we're back.
We're back.
Mia has a quick little PSA for you.
I've been banished to the,
Banished?
To the chair on the other side of the table.
Yeah.
Why can't I hear myself? Is that on me?
Speak again?
I cannot hear myself.
Get closer to the mic and I'll turn you up.
Okay, well, anyway, hopefully y'all can hear me. But I can't read.
It's because you're not speaking to the center of it.
Here?
There you are.
Really?
Yeah, look at the little screen.
Interesting. Alright, well, I was feeling fruity today, so I'm gonna...
I don't like the way you said that.
Just kidding. It was a joke. Not really. So I'm gonna teach you about fruit. Are you looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricot. Wait. Oh my gosh. Last time I read this.
Oh my god, it's not apricot. It's apricot.
No, it's definitely
apricot. It's literally not.
I feel like I'm too loud.
Okay, well, I can...
So sorry, guys. I'm just gonna keep talking. I'm gonna say apricot. You can't stop me. A is for apricot.
Apricot.
B is for black cherries. C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. The edible skin of fruits, like apples, can be a terrific source of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others, like bananas, come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural packages, so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable. So, if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This was a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Do you eat the skin of kiwis?
No.
Interesting. I didn't, but then I was told I'm supposed to the other day. I don't know how I feel about it.
Like
not a fan of the texture.
Yeah, kind of
so are peaches, though. Different kind of fuzzy.
Yeah, but if I wouldn't eat a peach unless I washed it.
Also, peaches, the texture actually does kind of ick me out. Like, they taste so good, I try to get past it, but I'm really not a fan.
The stringy stuff gets in your...
Yeah, and just, like, the feeling of, like, oh my god, I actually can't talk about it, I'm gonna cry.
Well, let me tell you, the thing that this thing said about bananas... I hate bananas, okay? Don't eat bananas. It's an ick. Let's talk about
it. Can I talk about your ick list? Let's talk about it because I have thoughts on this. No, no, we're going to talk about this. Mia has a notes app on her phone. We're literally not going to get to all these songs. Mia has a notes app on her phone that is a list of icks she has of people. And some of these things I do agree with, like wearing really bad sneakers with a good outfit. Like, that's kind of an ick. However, some of them are just plain call-outs and rude. My main one that I would like to speak on for this is that Mia has something on this list. So we're in the car back from the airport, and I'm trying to put on my little seatbelt moment. And you know when you pull a seatbelt too hard and it makes the click sound? She turns around in the front seat. She goes, ick. I'm like, what did you just say? She's like, ick list. It's going on the ick list. I'm like, you're joking right now, and that's on the ick list when you pull a seatbelt too hard and it clicks, which is like, oh my gosh. So I have mixed emotions about the ick list.
That is so real. I'm sorry. That is so valid. I stand by it. But if I am to put a specific ick on my ick list because of something someone did, it's not a reflection on them, it's just
sure
their actions.
Yeah, okay, yeah, for sure.
Should I talk about donations one more time?
Donate to WMFO.org. Because we're the coolest ever, and we'll have telepathy with you about whether or not we should go to a concert this Saturday. If you've been listening into the rest of the hour, you would understand that. If not, you're lame and you should have gotten on sooner.
Exactly. Go to the archive and listen right now.
Right now, actually. Listen to the rest of this 22 minutes, and then afterwards, go back.
Yeah.
And just listen on repeat the whole day.
Deaf.
Okay. This next song is Dreams by the Cranberries. Okay.
I won't make assumptions about why you switched your homeroom, but I think it's 'cause of me. Betty, one time I was riding on my skateboard when I passed your house. It's like I couldn't breathe. You heard the rumors from Inez. You can't believe a word she says most times, but this time it was true. The worst thing that I ever did was what I did to you. But if I just showed up at your party, would you have me? Would you want me? Would you tell me to go fuck myself? Or lead me to the garden? In the garden, would you trust me if I told you it was just a summer thing? I'm only 17, I don't know anything, but I know I miss you. Betty, I know where it all went wrong. Your favorite song was playing from the far side of the gym. I was nowhere to be found. I hate the crowds, you know that. Plus, I saw you dance with him. You heard the rumors from Inez. You can't believe a word she says most times, but this time it was true. The worst thing that I ever did was what I did to you. But if I just showed up at your party, would you have me? Would you want me? Would you tell me to go fuck myself? Or lead me to the garden? In the garden, would you trust me if I told you it was just a summer thing? I'm only 17, I don't know anything, but I know I miss you. I was walking home on broken cobblestones, just thinking of you when she pulled up like a figment of my worst intentions. She said, James, get in, let's drive. Those days turned into nights, slept next to her, but I dreamt of you all summer long. I'm here on your doorstep and I planned it out for weeks now, but it's finally sinking in. Betty, right now is the last time I can dream about what happens when you see my face again. The only thing I wanna do is make it up to you. So I showed up at your party. Yeah, I showed up at your party. Yeah, I showed up at your party. Will you have me? Will you love me? Will you kiss me on the porch in front of all your stupid friends? Kiss me, will it be just like I dreamed it? Will it patch your broken wings? I'm only 17, I don't know anything, but I know I miss you.
מפליא ומאייר את חיי בכל עת מנשים את נשמתי משמיע חגיגי יש בי אהבה בלי די יש לי אהבה בלי די ימים כלילות רק רוצה לא להיות ומתנה מתנה מונית באהבה נשמה חשוכה תן לי אותך ולא רכים תן אהבה בלי תנים בלי תנאים So far ואם אקפוץ לגובה מעבר לאופק אולי גם זה לא יזיז להם את הדופק מאוד אעשה כדי לעלות הדרך שלי לעבוד לעבוד לאבד לאיבור כושי ביקשתי לא תתה לך ליבור האמת רסק ותפזר לנהור או כך פייקום ממשיך להיות בדרך ארוכה מתישה וקסומה ולאן אינני מקבלת אותה אולי חשבתי קצת יותר מדי עליי לעשות את דרכי שכחתי כמעה אני סתם סתם מהלכת על פני אדמה לא חזקה בעוצמה מתבזבזת על עוד קפה בבוקר ללכת לסרט הבריכה מהאהבת מגורלית כל שאבקש לקבל להתפזר באוויר המביא לא מביא לנשמה זה So far מנשים את נשמתי, משמיע חגיגי יש בי אהבה בלי די יש בי אהבה בלי די ימים כלילות רק עושה להיות והמתנה, מתנה מותנית באהבה נשמה חשוכה תן לי אותה ולא רכים תן אהבה בלי תנים בלי
נעים All right. This is going to be our last time talking during this lovely marathon we've gotten to have together. So sad that this must be the end. But that is how things go. We are next door neighbor. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Anything else to say for our closing note?
I don't know. I don't think so.
For sure. All right. See us in DeWick and approximately 10 minutes if you want to get bagels with us.
Cereal.
I'm doing double bagel day. I know.
I kind of want PAX is open again.
Ooh, I do not want PAX.
Why?
It grosses me out.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. Something about it gives me ick.
That's a really important conversation for another day because that's insane.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Our next song is going to be Let It All Out by Coin. And we hope you all have a fantastic day. Nick and Mia signing off.
Okay, don't do all that.
All right, that was enough.
When you hold someone but you lose inside You're rubbing salt deep in the cut Oh, apocalypse and you feel your you fade at your fingertips. Oh, this is my last line defense. Let it all out. Take much more. Thank you.